Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
We're back. Back. My apologies, although I have nothing to be sorry for. I had a family situation that has and still needs my attention. And you can read between the lines all you want, but my family comes first. It's priorities, folks. God. These are my priorities. God. Family. NFL draft. God, family, NFL draft. Yeah, I think that pretty much sums up, how I view things. Then, of course, football, the NFL, and I don't know, I'm a draft geek, man. What can I say? It's good to be back. It's good to be here talking draft with you. It's our Rough Draft podcast because it's all rough. Until April 25th and the names actually come down. Quick rundown because this is the first podcast we've had in a few days. Once again, I do apologize for that. But a quick rundown. This weekend, we've got a lot coming up here at JoeBucksFan.com. I'm breaking down defensive tackles this week. Maybe a position the Bucks need. Maybe a position they go with. So defensive tackles broken down this weekend. You'll find it right here. Also updating a mock draft as we speak. And this one, totally different than the first one. I'm telling you. And I try to explain to people and they're like, mock drafts are a waste of time. All mock drafts do to me, they'll show what a team needs. And they'll show how a draft could pan out. One pick difference is all you need. One of the top picks in the draft, the Seattle Seahawks. Look at what they've done so far in free agency. TJ Houshmandzadeh, they signed. To me, signing TJ Houshmandzadeh, are they still going to draft Michael Crabtree? You still got Deion Branch. You still have Nate Burleson. Still have some receivers there. So by signing TJ Houshmandzadeh, maybe tells me wide receiver's not as dire a need for them. They signed Colin Cole, who's a defensive tackle, big defensive tackle. And they gave him a big contract. Does that mean B.J. Raji is out? At the number four pick, I'm going to tell you this right now as a little hint to the mock draft coming up this weekend. I have the Seattle Seahawks taking offensive tackle Jason Smith from Baylor. Now, what does that mean? I still have the Rams taking an offensive tackle. Well, that throws everything off because teams that maybe need an offensive tackle maybe need to go in a different direction. It has changed the entire draft from the first pick in the first round to the last pick in the second round. That's my mock draft. First and second round, the first day of the draft. And yes, the Buccaneers pick has changed as well. I do like Larry English. I just don't know if, after thinking about it for a couple of weeks now, I like him as a player. Don't know if that's the player the Bucs want at this time. Coming from a small school, Gaines Adams was already a project when you drafted him. Larry English coming from a small school might need time to adjust. I don't know if the Bucs want that time. They might want a guy that can step in and help right away if they keep that draft pick. So that's coming up this weekend. Every Wednesday, though, and I do appreciate people that have emailed in. The email address, again, is Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, Pawlowski, P-A-W-L-O-W-S-K-I, at 620WDAE.com. And if you want to look at my email address, go to my webpage at 620WDAE.com, keyword Blitz, and it's all there for you in black and white. But once again, every Wednesday, you know what time it is. It is time for our email segment. I do appreciate the people that have emailed in. So let's get right to them, the emails on Email Wednesday, I guess we could call it.
Wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Oh yeah.
Wait.
physically getting a letter. You know what? I mean, personally, between you and me, you listening right now, the mail pisses me off. So to be quite honest, yeah, I hate you, Mr. Postman. I hate you. Because really, the only thing I get in the mail is bills. And right now, I just can't afford to pay them all. So it's really a lot of fun. Anyway, the emails for today, and let's get right to the first one.
You've got mail.
Yes, this one coming to us from Steve Tanner. Steve, appreciate the email. He says, hey, Justin, thanks for the insight at joebucksfan.com. I signed up earlier last week when I saw your mock draft on the site. It is much better than these magazines that are published annually for $8 plus dollars with a bunch of crap, irrelevant insight. I'm a draft geek as well and am still struggling to swallow the Adrian Peterson debacle by the Bucks hierarchy. Don't get me wrong, I am one of the small faction that believes that Gaines Adams does have potential, and I agree with you in your number 19 mock draft with Larry English. He needs competition, camaraderie by a younger defensive end to pick up his pace. That's all. Thanks again, Justin, for your fair and accurate draft coverage. Steven Clearwater, by the way, like Hakeem Nicks going to Tennessee, would that be a player the Bucks would look at? Well, Steve, I do appreciate your kind comments, and I've been trying to tell people all along, you go out and you buy these magazines for $8, $10, $12, and really they're a bunch of crap because they were written a couple months ago. You want up-to-the-date stuff. Well, you're not going to get that with a magazine written in print. You're going to get that right here, especially if you're a Buccaneer fan. Now, in regards to Hakeem Nicks, I think he's a good possession receiver. I think he showed some good speed at the combine. He needed to show some speed to be able to get open in the NFL. He's got great hands. I just don't know if that's the type of receiver the Bucs need right now. You have Antonio Bryant. You have Michael Clayton coming back with a big contract. I just don't know if you need another one in that mold because, remember, Jeff Jagzinski runs a vertical offense. You're going to stretch the field. Well, if you get another possession guy in here, what receiver do you have, maybe other than, dare I say, last year's second-round pick, Dexter Jackson? Who do you have that can stretch the field? No one. So if you're going to go for a receiver, you're going to hope that a guy like Jeremy Maclin falls. A Darius Hayward Bay, maybe, because of his fast 40, or a guy like Percy Harvin. Now, I will say that I have all three, that's right, all three of those receivers going before the Bucks in my upcoming mock draft. So, no, I don't think Hakeem Nicks is probably on the Bucks' radar. I imagine they can go in other directions to address other needs other than another receiver, unless that receiver has some speed to be able to stretch a defense. All right, thank you very much, Steve. Do we have any more?
Yes. You've got mail.
Here we go, another one. Justin, like your show when I get it on the weekends. Sounded like you had baseball took you out last week. Just heard you online. Can you explain what, if any, of the defensive linemen the Bucks might take can contribute in 2009? Are the options projects? Or is there anyone out there that can unseat Chris Hovan and make an impact? Because Gaines Adams is really a project, and we don't need another guy like that. Peace, Delk Wright. Delk, well, we've got the answer for you. Actually, of course, just saying that we're going to really break down the defensive tackles coming up this week at joebucksfan.com. But a couple of guys to keep an eye on. And, you know, defensive end-wise, I think you look at a guy like Robert Ayers from Tennessee, a guy who can step in immediately and play either end position, can play equally well against the run and the pass, good opposite of Gaines Adams. Also, Larry English, we talked about him as a possibility on the other side. Remember, Jim Bates is going to want defensive ends that get up the field, rushing the quarterback, and he wants his defensive tackles to be stout at the point of attack. Guys who are going to be able to take on multiple blockers and possibly split those double teams and cause penetration into the backfield. Guys like that, BJ Raji. Also, Ron Brace, who was his teammate at Boston College, another big nose tackle. Evander Hood is another offense or defensive tackle who really didn't have the production at Missouri. But when you go back and you watch film on him, he's a lot better than his production showed. So, and it's not just, you know, statistics and what I'm saying in lack of production. Sure, you didn't have the sacks, but sacks are just a number. If I'm sitting there and I'm watching a defensive tackle and he's getting constant penetration into the backfield and disrupting plays, that's not going to show up on the stat sheet. That's why Evander Hood kind of went under the radar. He's a hard worker. I firmly believe now that Evander Hood is going to be a first-round pick. And, you know, the more I think about it, I'm starting to lean maybe towards Evander Hood over a Pariah Jerry. Pariah Jerry's had some injury problems. He's a little undersized. I don't know how I just found out the correct pronunciation of his name the other day. It's actually Pare. Pare. It's not Pariah, it's Pare. I'm going to have to get used to that. Pare Jerry, defensive tackle. I'm just not sure how his game is going to translate to the NFL, especially with all the injuries he accumulated at college at Ole Miss. So, Delka, I hope that answers your question. But there definitely are some defensive linemen, both inside and on the outside of defensive end, that could help with an immediate impact for the Bucks this year. Last email?
You've got mail.
All right. Justin, with the latest news regarding Jay Cutler and him still feeling he could be traded, do you think the Bucks should trade for him, and what would you give up for him? Thanks, your friend Phil in Tallahassee. Phil, I'm usually expecting a joke from you, but I do appreciate you chiming in. Now, this is interesting. I've had a few people ask me about this. I understand that the Bucks probably are still interested. Now, the question is, and I do know that Jay Cutler can be had. The Broncos are willing to trade him, but the price must be right. Now, what is the price? Is it 2 first-round picks? Is it a first and a second? Are players involved? Is it a first and a third? Is it picks both this year and next year? How much are you willing to give up for Jay Cutler? Now, Jay Cutler is a fantastic young quarterback. 2 first-round picks is a lot. And I think when you go out there and you look across the league, you can get some great players for 2 first-round picks. Is Jay Cutler that type of player? Now, if I'm the Bucks, I'm holding out because you know that the relationship between Jay Cutler and the Broncos right now is not very good. And the asking price right now is probably going to be high. And I think if you wait a little bit, no reason to rush. No reason to rush and overpay for a guy. Remember, Jim Bates coached in Denver. So whether Jim Bates maybe views maybe some of their defensive linemen. How about a Marcus Thomas? Maybe Marcus Thomas doesn't fit into a 3-4 defense, and they can package him in with Jay Cutler, and the Bucks could give up, I don't know, say a first-round pick this year, maybe a second-round pick next year, maybe a first and a third this year and a fourth next year. Maybe package in Marcus Thomas for the Broncos. You know, maybe the Broncos are looking at an Ernest Graham as well. The Broncos need running backs. Ernest Graham might be a good fit for them. As to what I'm willing to give some draft picks for Jay Cutler. It's hard to get a franchise quarterback. I think the first-round pick this year has to be involved. Now you're asking yourself, do you want to give up a second-round pick next year? You want to try and give up a first and a third this year and not have a draft pick in the first 3 rounds of the draft? Hey, if you can get Jay Cutler and a guy like Marcus Thomas, maybe you have to take that chance. But it's going to be up to the Buccaneers. I think the wise move for the Bucs right now is to hold off, wait, and see if you can lower the Broncos' demands over time. But I do think not only are players going to be involved, but picks. I think it's going to be a combination of picks and players, maybe on both sides, that gets a deal done, if a deal is done with the Bucks or possibly another team with the Denver Broncos. Do appreciate you tuning in to our Wednesday edition of the Rough Draft. Of course, today being email day. We're also going to talk about my breakdown from last weekend, running backs. We'll talk about the running backs in this draft and if the Bucks are going to look at some running backs tomorrow, I believe. And then on Friday, we'll take a look at what's going on news-wise in regards to the draft and free agency with the Bucks. And of course, tune in for my show this Saturday. Only 1 hour because we got Rays baseball. I know the month of March with us now being the flagship home of the Rays is kind of hurting my show. But hey, it's just a month because once the regular season starts, I'll be home free. I think they only knocked me off the air one time throughout the entire season. So I thought it was going to be much worse than that. So thanks again for tuning in. Check back tomorrow with another edition of The Rough Draft. Justin Pulaski here. Speak to you tomorrow right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, The Sports Animal.